Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on and roll
on. As the Final Rhythm section brings us back, ARS 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, all the way back to 1999, Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, an organization I've been telling you about for almost 20 years and glad to do it. He publishes the Small Business Council Small Business Survival Guide, also the Business Tax Index, Ray does, and in addition to his novels, the Pastor Stephen Grant novel series. Ray, what's the most pressing thing that you're working on right now that small business owners need to know about in terms of policy?
Well, I'll say the most interesting thing that's popped up on my radar screen lately is, and maybe we'll call this, I've been thinking about writing a piece, the Obama economy spin. You know, there was a piece in the New York Times, and then I think I heard somebody say it on CNBC or somewhere, that, you know, this is such a great economy that the that Obama's finishing up on.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's handing over a great economy to President-elect Trump. And I'm like, what planet are these people living on?
Yeah, I don't get
and
it.
I mean, one thing that's interesting to look at, real quick, I did a short analysis of this, and it's on SBE Council's website, the title of the piece is basically The Economic Challenge Hasn't Changed, Policy Needs to Change. And looking at, you know, the revised GDP numbers. Now, we heard that they went from, you know, up to from 2.9% in the third quarter to 3.2%. Now, listen, anytime we reach over 3% in this economy, as miserable as this recovery expansion period has been, that's great. That's fantastic. Wonderful. The problem, we've done it before here and there, and the problem is sustainability.
Well, the third quarter is always a good quarter. In any given year, go back 100 years, the best quarters are always going to be the third quarter.
Well, maybe so. I'd have to look at that. But
that's just been my observation over the last 10 or 20 years. It just seems to me like we've had way more than not a better third quarter than if the year was a tough year, so I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
Well, the third quarter, if we wind up having 2% growth, it was more likely to have 2.5 in the third quarter and 1.5 in the others.
Right. So the third quarter was typically above the year average. And that's fine. But what's interesting is you look inside those numbers, everybody's praising. It's like, oh, you know, first off, we're still below where we should, even at 3.2% is below where we should be during a recovery expansion period. But having said that, when you look at the numbers, the push up in growth was all about consumption. It was all about personal consumption expenditures. And guess what? When you look at investment, which has been the big problem during this recovery, the numbers got worse, and nobody's talking about this. You know, real gross private domestic investment was downgraded from 3.1% to 2.1%. And you crawl inside that, business investment, or fixed non-residential, what we call business investment.
Yep.
That was at 1.2%, which is really bad. It was downgraded to 0.1%, so effectively no growth. Even, you know, non-residential, you know, housing investment, that was revised up. That was one. But
I've got anecdotal news on hiring, unless you've got something more scientific.
Well, you know, just to finish up the point, you know, equipment was taken down and intellectual property investment was taken down. So all of these things in the investment section were downgraded in this supposedly great revised GDP report.
Right.
And the numbers are just not there, and that's why I use that word spin starting out.
Right.
That, you know, now we're going to start rewriting the Obama economy. We're going to see people on the left, quite frankly, rewriting about how wonderful this economy was under Barack Obama. And it was one of the – and let's get it straight here, folks. He was handed a miserable economy, no doubt about it.
Yep.
And his policies, though, made that recession worse. And
what
gave us
it made, it prevented, President Obama's policies prevented the recovery from ever achieving expansion status.
Absolutely. I mean, the numbers.
We've never been in expansion mode, and in my career, which goes back a half a century, I've been through. I think this is my seventh recession since 1969. I've never seen 8 years of recovery. It's never happened before.
Yeah. No. It is a.
It's like a wound. It's like a wound that doesn't get worse, but it won't heal.
That's exactly right. And when you you have to really go back to see a stretch like this. We haven't seen a stretch like this unless you go back to, the Great Depression years.
Yeah, yeah. But back to the jobs thing, I'm in touch with people who are tracking that, and they're saying small business owners, even the ones who are doing well and who are hanging in there, they found a way to survive and thrive in the current environment. They're not hiring more people.
Right, and there are a whole host of questions there. Why aren't they hiring, right?
Well, how about the overtime rules? How about Obamacare?
Exactly.
Those are two quick ones, right?
That's exactly right, yep. And you know what? We can talk a little bit, whether in this segment or next segment, about that unemployment number, because I looked at that as well, and we're looking at, unemployment
went down
from...
It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant. I mean, folks, U3 is a useless indicator as far as I'm concerned.
The unemployment rate has always been, it's never been the thing that you should be looking at.
I also, when we come back, Ray and I are also going to report quickly, folks, something that I haven't talked about. And I wrote about this. I've talked about this on the show quite a bit. And that's the overtime. I mentioned the overtime exemption rules. We'll give you a quick update on that if you don't already know about it. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassing. I'm right back with Ray Keating. SBECouncil.org is his website.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.